You're listening to SBS News.
Business is brisk for a husband and wife run Indigenous catering and food truck venture based on the New South Wales Central Coast. With COVID restrictions lifted, the couple was busy catering for an outdoor event at Barangaroo this week, as co-founder Lauren Daru explains.
Today's event, there was probably 200 to 300 people. There's foods, as you know, that people would have tried today that they wouldn't normally go and source.
Their Walkabout coffee, clothing and culture business has doubled during COVID amid growing interest in bush foods for events. But it's not all good news. Ms. Daru says rising costs are eating into profits for many of Australia's 2 million business owners.
The generalised cost of running a business would be 20 to 25% increase of just our expenses. We've absorbed as much as we can as a business, small business.
High on the list of concerns, the price of fuel. Despite a reduction in the excise, this business runs three food vans travelling between Sydney and the Central Coast, forking out $700 a week, as Walkabout co-founder Billy Daru explains.
Diesel is $2 plus at the moment. It's a lot when you're running all week, three trucks. It's a lot of money.
With no excise relief beyond September, for many owner-operators, no matter which party wins the federal election on May 21, transport costs will remain an issue. Alexi Boyd is CEO of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, COSBOA.
A lot of small businesses are having trouble with absorbing those costs and thinking very carefully about whether or not they need to increase their prices to their customers.
Fuel's not the only cost of concern. Business loans are up too, impacting many retailers with a bricks and mortar city address. Here's CEO of the Australian Retailers Association, Paul Zara.
CBDs are doing it really tough. The absence of international tourists, and of course, most of us are still working from home.
Mr. Zara says the prospect of higher wages, combined with a shortage of frontline workers, is forcing many small business owners to adapt.
We're also seeing an acute shortage of labour, and that's meant that many retailers haven't been able to open for the full span of hours that they want to trade.
Another concern, an uncertain future for the instant asset write-off, which allows businesses to deduct the cost of new equipment. COSBOA's Alexi Boyd explains.
We're requesting from government that we have an extension to a three-year period, and then the instant asset write-off is looked at every year.
With more women starting their own business than ever before, female founders are calling for easier access to finance. Amanda Rose is founder of Small Business Women Australia.
We need money. Access to money is really the key through investors, through bank loans, but also through contracts. I would like to see that female-owned, majority female-owned businesses in their local area, instead of just saying 30% of subcontractors need to be local SMEs, they say 30% of your subcontracting needs to be majority or solely female-owned businesses, because it's the contracts that help us grow and expand our businesses.
Tough choices ahead as Australians go to the polls. Australian Retailers Association Paul Zara says what's needed most is a return to economic stability.
Coming out of COVID, of course, there's a lot of volatility. So whatever we can do to settle and get confidence back for both consumers and business will be a great thing.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.